Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It is Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Score. Jay Ramirez is in today. Those lyrics came at me, man.
I requested this song, by the way.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm just playing.
I was like, I didn't think there was any audio coming. I am being sung to right now. That's lovely.
Ray Diaz is an old soul, man.
Hey.
You know?
Sounds good.
This is Freddie Gibbs from his latest album with The Alchemist.
Yeah, but I know you like the original cuts.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
On the samples.
I do, for sure. But Freddie Gibbs is a huge Bears fan. And if you follow him on social media, he's been going insane celebrating this Bears season. So it's a good follow, Freddie Gibbs.
Shout out Freddie Gibbs.
Look
okay.
At you, Ray.
Didn't know that.
You're entertaining yourself over there playing the Freddie Gibbs band. I love it. It's not the Freddie Gibbs band, is it? There was a Freddie Jones band, I can tell you that, but there's no Freddie Gibbs band. Can you play the Pink Pony coming into the next one? Okay, I appreciate that. I do like that song.
2 p.m., B96. Follow. Catch me over there.
Sick. Before Chicago takes on San Francisco, tune in Sunday from 4 to 7:20 p.m. for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz. Olin! Patrick Manley and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Zach Zaidman will join Olin and Pat for instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Yeah, that's right. We're taking your phone calls on the Bears. 312-644-6767 is the number. I will bring us George in Highland Park. Hi, George. You're on The Score.
How you doing, fellas? So we've obviously been dissecting this game all week, every ounce. I love it. I'm a 50-plus year Bears in-person game. Went with my dad at Wrigley.
Bears.
So I was at the game with my brother. Here's what I want to bring up. I want to talk about officiating a little bit and a specific call that I think I haven't heard anybody talk about.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The Bears calls against the Bears, you can make an argument those calls were legit. But I think the NFL, and I think just like referees are just human nature, give calls and don't. And we can talk about the cheap shot against DJ Moore that wasn't called, multiple calls, how that was one-sided. But I don't know how many guys caught this play. About 5 minutes and 50 seconds, 45 seconds left in the game, Green Bay's driving for their last field goal. On third down, they run an end around to Reed. Reed is taken out of bounds, and he wasn't. His forward motion isn't stopped, and you can watch the official kills the clock, which you guys know the signal versus rolling the clock.
Mm-hmm.
The clock continued to roll. It was a factor. It ended up not mattering, but you're talking about 45 seconds that run off the clock. And go back and look at that play. No one's talked about it, why they continue to run the clock, clearly see the clock being killed, and this head official who overruled on the Brisker, personal foul when the guy right in front of it didn't call it? Was he the guy that rolled the clock? Why? And what you guys thought about the officiating, and you know the play I'm talking about, and I'll just listen to your guys' opinion. Again, Bears calls, most of them legit. Lack of calls against the Packers. You decide when you want to make a call on a play, like on most plays. And if you guys notice that running of
thanks,
the clock.
Thanks, George. Appreciate the call, George. Thank you very much. Now, George even gave us a summary. Okay, so in conclusion, I would like you guys to talk about the following things here.
George is hyped up. I get it, man.
Was that mentioned during the broadcast, the extra time that was going off the clock on the play on which he spoke?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I mean, if I were to get George riled up again, I would talk about the non-pass interference call against DJ Moore at the tail end of the game.
The right? last,
the
play,
last
of the
play of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that a flag, man, I hope that, boy, the thing, that's the amazing part of some of these games. Like, what could have happened if things didn't go well? Like, that would have been an interference, should have been an interference call, but I don't think they were going to call
that. No,
they
last,
were not
no,
going to call it.
Because then the Bears would have had another thing. I want to say this too. A lot of people, a lot of Packers fans specifically, they're like, oh, well, you played against our B squad. Malik Willis outplayed Jordan Love. Look
big,
at the stats.
Big time, which is not
what are we talking about?
Does that say great things for the Bears defense, to be honest
right.
with you?
But the fact of the matter, we're talking about productivity. It's yeah. not as though Jordan Love in the second half is going to throw three touchdowns and 300 yards.
No, Malik Willis looked dangerous.
Yes. Gave him a different element of their game. And then Emmanuel Wilson's good. They're back at running
My
back
God,
for Josh Jacobs.
Big, big dude.
Good, just, like, don't act yeah. like you. And you have 27 receivers that you drafted in the first two rounds. Don't act like you don't have talent.
Yeah.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The other penalties, I don't know. Like, Austin Booker's was a penalty, the one that in the second quarter yeah. that eventually knocks him. It's helmet to helmet, right? Like, I don't necessarily think it was egregious.
No, or he wasn't trying like, to.
Yeah, I never know about it. I doubt in this day and age defensive players are trying to hurt anybody. Does it happen? Yeah, but I think it's very, very rare at this point because everybody knows the ramifications, which not only include the penalty, which are incredibly costly to your team, it usually involves a fine as well.
True.
And believe it or not, as much as these players make, they don't want any money taken out of their pockets.
And he already had the penalty earlier, right? Where he drove Jordan Love into the ground.
The first drive of the game, yeah. wasn't it? So Austin, God, the whole thing with the Bears penalties, though, I kind of expressed this to Patrick Manley yesterday, and Patrick really wasn't having it because he said those fouls are inexcusable.
Yeah, he did
like,
say
you
that.
Can't DeMarco Jackson included. But to be honest with you, there was part of me that was conflicted only because the Bears met, like, their heart rates were up because Soldier Field's collective heart rate was at a 10.
Yeah.
The South Loop, the city of Chicago was at a 10 for days. So part of me appreciated that the Bears had risen to the occasion, that they cared a ton, and that there's like actual buy-in to the Bears-Packers rivalry that doesn't seem disingenuous.
Not at all. And Pat talked about it also yesterday, where he said this is a learning experience for all of them because they'd never been in that position before.
Yes.
They'd never had, you know,
most of the guys
compounded victories.
You can't excuse everybody.
Like who?
I mean, like Kevin Byard.
Okay.
Like, but if we're talking about guys that, I mean, there's veterans on this right. Bears team. But I guess if you're just talking about the guys who actually committed the penalties, to your point, Austin Booker yeah. has never been sniffed anything close to anything like that.
I mean, look at DJ Moore,
like that.
Right, where he's exhausted because he's trying to give his all so the Bears can win this game.
Your point is well taken.
So, I mean, I do get that, and I'm glad that you did it in week 15, yeah. 16.
And you won.
And you won, but you were able to have a learning experience
yeah.
while at the same time getting the outcome that you wanted.
They will have to get that out of their system, though, because the hype only goes up from here. I mean, they'll probably be feeling that in San Francisco.
Of course.
They're going to feel that against – are you kidding me? Against Detroit on the final game of the season after the 52 spot
but
the Bears
Grody,
got put up on?
They've earned that. Right, the right to feel nervous in big games.
Yeah, I agree.
They've earned that, and I love that for them.
Right, and that's why I made an excuse yeah. for them. But, there's the but, once they get to the postseason and you want to see the Bears win games, you do have to coach that. You do have to be better, and the Bears know that.
Yeah, and I have faith in them and Ben Johnson that they'll be prepared at that moment when the playoffs do start.
Kelso is on the south side. What's up, Kelso? You're on the score.
Listen to the choice. I kind of got, like, sense, man. It seemed like it was an ex-girlfriend texting you with 14 sentences. Like, real quick, bro. Hey, Gabe, I got to give you props, man. Like, I was one of those Bears fans, like, when the draft was happening in 2024. You was the only one in town saying, like, I like Drake May better than Caleb. You was the only one. And I was like, when we think about North Carolina – quarterbacks, we cringe, man. So I have to admit, man, you was right. That
Thank
kid
you.
Is so damn good.
Bears.
He's not better than my Pookie Bear, Caleb. But
you're Pookie awesome. Bear. I love it.
He's awesome. But look, hey, Gro.
Uh-huh.
It's been, did you think, look, and this is a bigger picture for a later time. Did you think Halfley outcoached Ben Saturday, because I do.
I mean, for a lot, I don't know if I look at it. I don't know if I look at it like that. The Bears outplayed the. I mean, I'm sorry. The Packers outplayed the Bears for most of that game. Is it a coach on? I don't know, but I do know. And I guess you could look at it that way if you want. The Packers badly outplayed the Bears for most of that game. How's that?
Fair. But I think look, Caleb is getting a lot of blame about the slow starts.
Yeah.
I think if you looked at that game Saturday. With that 4th-and-1 call, that messed up the momentum.
That did.
Yeah. I just knew it. I knew it after that. It was going to be a struggle. I think Ben sometimes had to let Caleb play his game instead of like I love Ben. He's the best coach probably since Hollis. But I'm just saying like some play calls and some like momentum shifts be his fault too. We the people with no balls.
Hey, yeah, no, you're right, Kelso. And great call. Merry Christmas. We're up against it here. All right, we would continue to engage here.
I just wanted him to tell me I was right a little bit more.
Yeah,
maybe I wanted him to give us a summary at the end of his call.
I knew you were right. Hey, I always give
you
credit.
You
there,
do.
There's
you
two
do.
Things that you deserve credit for on this radio station, if not more. It is the Drake May take, which you were steadfast on. I did many shows with you where you were trying to tell all of us that. And then the Baby T nickname. That definitely goes on your resume.
You. Okay, as the executive producer of the show, I'm making a call. Five on it. We're changing it. To five on it. We'll be the top five things that Gabe Ramirez has gotten right on these airwaves on 670
oh,
the score.
Man. My
get
contributions to the
I
score.
I might be able to think of a third, but I'm not
gonna
sure.
I was going to say, it might not get to five, though. I don't know.
I'll say really quickly before we go to break about the call that just went down. Yeah, that first drive, we should point that out. The first drive was very good for Caleb Williams. He hits Jahdae Walker yeah. down the middle for 15 yards. 27-yarder to Olamide Zaccheaus. It's easy to forget that play. He had a 9-yard run, and then the play call on that particular play. And as far as Ben Johnson is concerned, no, he's not immune to criticism. As a matter of fact, Gabe and I did a deep dive on DJ Moore yesterday, and one of the conclusions I made is that Ben Johnson has not been scheming him up correctly. Maybe that's chemistry with Caleb, but that falls on the boss, and that's Ben Johnson.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.